A spokesman for U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar, says American troops are facing some stiff Iraqi resistance at Baghdad's international airport. A senior U.S. officer says U.S. forces will be in full control of the airport soon. NPR's Eric Westervelt is with the 3rd Infantry Division at the airport. He spoke with NPR's Christopher Joyce.
You're on the outskirts of Baghdad now. What's happening there?
I'm with the 2nd Brigade Combat Team of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, and today they continued to press a fight sort of southward and westward a little bit, attacking what remains of the Medina Division of the Republican Guard. They're pushing out with their Bradley fighting vehicles, their Abrams tanks, supported by howitzer artillery fire, by mortar teams, and by close air support. In this case, it was some Marine Corps A-10 attack fighter jets, tank busters as they're called. As they pushed out and started to encounter some Iraqi resistance, they're pushing through a series of small towns to the generally to the south area. It's Friday, a holy day. There were a lot of civilians out, but what they've been engaging is some Iraqi tanks, some Iraqi armored personnel carriers. They've encountered some artillery pieces, some rocket launchers, and they've been destroying them for the most part. In some cases, the artillery pieces were abandoned as if the Iraqi soldiers simply walked away from them. And one of the big problems they've had today as the U.S. troops move pretty quickly southward is some secondary explosions as they take out and destroy some of these armored personnel carriers and artillery pieces. There's obviously a lot of ammunition around them, and they've had secondary explosions going off that makes their passage, the U.S. forces' passage, difficult.
Not too far from you to the west is the airport. There's been a pitched battle to take that international airport. What do you know about what's taking place there?
Yeah, last night I was with the main artillery element that opened fire on the airport and the positions around there. They opened fire with the Paladin mobile howitzers. It was really a heavy barrage of artillery fire, and then that was followed by an assault by the 1st Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division. Resistance, from what I understand, was mainly from Iraqi Special Republican Guard and some Republican Guard troops, and they were pretty well dug in. There was a pretty intense pitched firefight there at the airport that went on. The unit that I'm with was actually kind of on call as the 911 unit in case the 1st Brigade got into trouble. They never had to make that call because they eventually overcame the Iraqi forces. They do not have total control of the airport yet, but they do have control of the airstrip and most of the area around it. I'm told that this morning there's still some fighting going on for control of all of the terminal areas, and uniquely a tunnel that runs from the outskirts of Baghdad to the airport. They're going to have to go in and clear that, as well as some of the terminal areas. Also, Chris, they've had some problems this morning with some Iraqi civilians beginning to gather in and around the airport after Iraqi state-run TV broadcast a message encouraging civilians to protest out at the airport, especially because power has been knocked out by U.S. forces. But clearly the Iraqis, in this case, fighting back with some propaganda, because it looks like they've lost the battle for the airport.
Eric, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks.
NPR's Eric Westervelt talking, traveling with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division.